Here's another man who likes to please. He is inundated with people's requests for to solve some problems and to raise issues. I don't know how many days in the year he has. Connor Pope. Good morning, Connor.
Morning, Damien. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How do you manage it all, Connor? We get a lot of requests here and I get inundated with stuff on Messenger locally as well. How do you do it? I don't know how you do it.
Well, I've actually been cloned several times, so seven or eight different versions of me. So that's actually how it works.
Ah.
It's kind of sneaky, but I don't like people to know that. But it's just me and you talking now. Your listeners aren't on yet, are they?
No, they're not on yet. No, this is us. We're live. We are live. Exactly. We are live. Connor Pope, Irish Times consumer affairs correspondent, Price Watch editor. We're going to talk about the vegetarian products in a minute. I just want to start very briefly, because in the first part of the programme, we mentioned about inflation in terms of grocery prices. Keane O'Callaghan has brought it up. I know David Cullinan and others have brought it up, and some people leaving items at checkouts because of price rises. I went in to a shop yesterday evening, got some stuff, like two bags, not even two very big bags, whatever, and it was like sort of €70, and I was going, where is that money gone to? And I'd be very careful. I would look for the offers, and I'd use the Tesco club card and all that sort of stuff, you know. But it's bad at the minute, Connor, isn't it?
It really, really is. And funny you should say that, because actually I was in my local supermarket last week, and like yourself, I bought an amount of groceries that could fit into one bag.
Yeah.
So that'll give you a sense of how much it was. And it was 78 quid. And even the shop assistant turned to a fellow shop assistant and said, can you believe there's only one bag of groceries there and it's 78 quid? And it wasn't like I was buying really high-end stuff by any means.
It wasn't the usual caviar that you buy and stuff.
No. Yeah. Like that. But that's the reflection of the world in which we're living. And I mean, I think people kind of assume with a lot of crises that happen that they come and they go and life moves on. That hasn't happened with the cost of living crisis, and prices have just gone up and up and up and up and up. And of course, everything is relative. So a couple of weeks back, Kantar, the retail analysts, reported that grocery price inflation was around 5%. Now, that was twice what it was this time last year. So on that level, you're thinking, oh, things are getting worse. But then you could say, OK, well, in June of 2023, grocery price inflation was like 17%. So you're thinking, oh, well, maybe it's not as bad as it was 2 years ago. But the thing is, the 5% now is on top of the 17% that was recorded in 2023. And the cumulative impact of prices going up means that most Irish consumers are spending around 35% more on their groceries now than they were in 2021.
Wow.
And bear in mind that outside of mortgages or rent, the single biggest spend that Irish households have will be groceries. So if you take a typical family spending 200 quid on all of their groceries over the course of a week, and that includes trips to the local shop to buy milk and bread and your big shop at the weekend or whatever it might be, if you add, that's 10 grand. So if you add 35% onto that, that's another €3,500 that consumers have to find just to stay in exactly the same financial position now that they were in 2020. And that's why the cost of living crisis is really grinding people down.
It really is. We've just been talking to a recruitment expert earlier on, talking about pay rises and people looking for pay rises. And there are lots of people that are just not being able to, I suppose, afford the same food products. Talk to me about this big issue in relation to the European Parliament and what is a sausage? How do you define a sausage?
Well, actually, so this is, on many levels, it's a deeply silly story. So Irish farmers have welcomed a tentative move, and I have to stress it's a tentative move by members of the European Parliament to restrict what the dairy farmers have called a cynical move by vegetarian and vegan food producers to call their products sausages, burgers and schnitzels. So what some MEPs and what some farmers want is they want those words reserved for meat-based products. So they would prefer a sausage to only refer to a pork sausage or a beef sausage or whatever it might be. And they would prefer that a burger is only a hamburger. And they believe that vegan and vegetarian food producers are hijacking these so-called traditional terms, which is a deliberate and cynical move and is designed to mislead consumers. Now, I have to say that after speaking to the farming lobby, I went off and I looked at the etymology of the word sausage, right? So the word sausage actually I didn't expect to be doing this yesterday, I have to say to you, but the word sausage comes from the Latin for salted meat, okay? So if anybody is going to claim ownership of the word sausage. It's going to be the Romans of 2,000 years ago. So they're not kicking up a fuss. And similarly, burger is actually from the German for hamburger steak. So the only people who can claim naming rights to a burger are the people of Hamburg, not Irish farmers, not French farmers, not Dutch farmers. So in many respects, it's nonsense to suggest that we should reserve these words for meat-based products, because that it's a complete, it's just so mis, it's silly to think that if somebody walks into a shop and sees a vegetarian sausage, they're going to buy it thinking, oh, I wonder if that vegetarian sausage probably has meat in it. Of course, they're not going to be misled by it. But the thing is, the European Parliament and the European Commission has previous on this, because a lot of your listeners, you know, the swankier hipster style listeners will be going into their local coffee shop today and ordering their oat milk latte.
Oh, yeah. Lots of those.
It's not allowed to be called oat milk. Okay, it can't be called oat milk. It's an oat drink. Or similarly, soy milk can't be called soy milk, or coconut milk, not milk. And the farming lobby across Europe have organized it so that these products can't be labeled as milk, because obviously they're not milk. But I think most consumers who go into a supermarket to buy almond milk, like, they know it's not from a cow or a sheep or a goat or whatever it might be. So it's not, I don't believe that people are being misled. Now, don't get me wrong, I do understand, and I'm not totally oblivious to the plight of the farmers. And it must be really infuriating for a farmer who is, you know, producing pork that goes into sausages to see some kind of latter-day vegan saint coming along and stealing their thunder. But that's just the reality of the world. The language that we use is constantly evolving, and I think we would do well not to be fighting over who has the naming rights of your sausage.
Yeah, I might send on Chris Mulhall's number. He's one of the leading experts in languages and linguistics and the history of words and how words change. He's in SETU. We've had him on lots of times, Connor. He's brilliant.
Oh, he sounds interesting. Yeah, he's
great, and he'd talk about your own. You're like, you're not a pope, but you are a pope. You know, I'm not Damien. I'm not an evil person, but I am Damien the Omen. Do you know what I mean? Now, I know you're the second clone of Connor Pope, and you're his first cousin once removed. But the issues, like a chicken burger is, a chicken burger. A vegetarian burger is a vegetarian burger.
Exactly.
So are you saying some of the companies, and I'll let you go now, we've only got 1 minute left, are you saying some of the companies want to just call it a sausage and leave out the word vegetarian sausage?
No, I'm not saying that at all. But I think the farming lobby are concerned that that might be the case, or the farming lobby are just irritated. And I think the best word for it is irritated.
Irritated.
That words that they have been using for hundreds, if not thousands of years, are now being co-opted and being used by big producers of vegetarian and vegan products. And they think they should come up with their own names.
Imagine the farmers being irritated. That'd never happen. Anyway, enough of that now. Don't be bold. Connor, have a great day. Thanks for giving
you
us your
too.
Time.
Take
Appreciate
care.
It.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Take care. Bye-bye. Connor Pope there. As you know, Connor is on the afternoon show. He's on many different programmes. He's with the Irish Times as well as their consumer affairs correspondent, and he's editor of Price Watch. Always good to have a chat with him about that.